Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in to Shill and Vern. I am Ron the Shill Hughley. It's Joshua Lamont Vernier and Steve Serta producing this bad boy. Drive carefully outside, stay safe, and don't overdo it. I've heard it is treacherous out there. I've even heard from folks that the visibility is not as great. Apparently, if we get Serta out there, he won't be able to see any of the stadiums if we know him. So the visibility might be really, really bad.
It is a lawless wasteland.
We know Serta. Snows like this, you know.
There are still laws.
Still can't see trees.
Serta. They don't enforce them. Not days like today.
Okay.
They don't enforce them.
So you had spoken about the 6 ERA that our boy Homer Bailey had spoken about, the new Royal, who I think is going to be a great add in the rotation, could be the secret weapon. And I feel bad for him a little bit, or I feel like we need to help him. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. You got the hog for this. We need you. I feel like Homer thinks wrongly about Kansas City. I feel like Homer thinks that Kansas City is Iowa City compared to Cincinnati. I feel like Homer, Cincinnati is where he played previously. I feel like Homer Bailey feels like this next year, or hoping he can pitch so well that he's trade bait, the time that he's going to have in Kansas City is going to be the worst time of his life, and he just needs to get through it. But I feel like we need to prove Homer wrong. I feel like we need to. I wish Homer would give us a chance to show him around, to make him think that Kansas City is not a 6 ERA type city like he believes it is, Vern.
Here's what Homer Bailey had to say about the 6 ERA and being realistic about his free agent status.
When you put up a 6, it's not exactly like, you know, when you're wearing pinstripes anytime soon. So that has to be a little bit of, you know, realistic. Like I said, it was the dialogue that I had with their staff, and I'm a big believer in that, especially when we're all wearing blue here. And you know, just thought it would be a really good fit.
He sounds real cheery about it.
You know, but you hear him, man. He's like, if I just do what I need to do to get out of here. But I think he does. If you were to think, how do you think Homer's mindset of Kansas City is? Like, what do you think he thinks would be a good time for Kansas City?
It does feel strange just calling him Homer. I think he's a full name guy, Homer Bailey.
I think you could just go Homer. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line, we need you here. Kenny,
is
Homer Bailey Homer or Homer Bailey?
Homer Just Bailey, get our, all one word.
Serta, okay, hurry up. You want to agree with Vern. We know you do. Go ahead.
HB.
Just don't put a W in front of it. But Homer, I think I go Homer.
You can't shorten it to home.
I didn't. I go Homer. Homer, he could be a one-name guy. Homer.
He's always been Homer Bailey. It'll always be Homer Bailey.
Homer. I think it could just be Homer.
I would feel weird just calling him Homer.
Homer. Anyway, Homer. What do you think Homer's thought process of a day would be like?
In Kansas City.
Because if you think in his mind, the way he talks, I feel like I get from him he thinks it's going to be awful.
I feel like he thinks it's just going to be a farm after another farm, and then there's a big cornfield, and then some cows, and then another cornfield.
Like he said, I bet if
he thinks it's worse than Cincinnati.
I think Homer would think, all right, if I were in Kansas City, this is probably what a big day in Kansas City would be like. We start off at Arthur Bryant's for breakfast. And then we go over to Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Oh, yeah. You got
show him
that.
Around there and look at some things there. Then we go to Gates for lunch.
Homer, you ever been to Nebraska Furniture Mart? You've never seen anything like it. And guess what? We're about a good 35 minutes away from it. Get in the car.
They'll ship for you. Or you could put it yourself.
The financing is amazing.
That's probably what he thinks. Probably thinks we'll go to Gates for lunch. And he might get, oh, this how may I help you thing is cool.
Mm-hmm. So he's nice and gassy by 2 o'clock.
And then he thinks to himself, because I believe Homer believes the only thing to eat here is barbecue. I think Homer then believes after that we'll go to the Negro Leagues Museum. Mm-hmm. Then after that we'll go to Jack Stack mm-hmm. for barbecue.
Walk around the plaza, try to burn some of those calories off.
But not buy anything.
Right.
And then he'll look at everyone sideways. Oh, this is supposed to be like your Rodeo Drive, but you got a Foot Locker and an Old Navy.
Nobody's in any of these stores.
And then I think he just thinks there's a local bar. Maybe a Chili's. I feel like that in Homer's mind, that is what it would be like for Kansas City.
Oh, but that was all through Homer's mind. Bro, I honestly thought that's how you would introduce him to the city.
Shove it up your ass, Vern.
I swear to God.
Are you kidding me? Are you trying to turn heel? You've been here. You know we could take him out on a hell of a time, and he'd look at Kansas City differently.
Possibly. I'm just saying, the way you presented
that. You think it's just
that,
3 meals of straight barbecue, that's all?
It sounded like that
have
was
a
your
good,
game plan.
If I were putting together, I bet you us right here, you stay out of it, you joker. Since I'm the only one on this show who is from Kansas City, stay out. I bet you me and the text line could put together a hell of a full day for him.
All right, good luck doing that. And
without barbecue.
Let's eliminate everything that you mentioned.
Bet.
I'm from here.
No, you're not. You're really not. Can I get an age on Homer? Can I get an age on Homer? Do
Homer
we know
Bailey,
if he has children?
Homer Bailey's 32. He's got a birthday coming up in May.
So he's 33. What is it, May 5th?
2 days before that.
We're close. You got any children? He's probably knocked out some.
That's a nice way to put it.
We could do something. Man, there's plenty of breakfast spots. Get up early. Go out, you know, have a nice breakfast spot. We could think of Succotash, fantastic.
But how's that different than any other major city? Like, the barbecue is the one selling point. Every city has a power and light district that you could take them out and show them a good time.
No, they don't. See, that's your problem. That's what I know you're not from here. You just think, let's go to Power and Light. Power and Light's not the only thing, although you could really have a good time getting a table at Mosaic and switch things up.
Personally, I prefer to go to the Plaza. I like the Plaza over Power and Light.
God, man. We could take them. Good breakfast. It doesn't have to be barbecue. On the Plaza. Classic Cafe. Fantastic. The Corner Restaurant. You want to get a little down?
But doesn't every place have good places to eat?
But we're taking him on a date. That's just one start. He's got kids. Sell him down at Worlds of Fun. Great time.
I don't even know if he's married.
Worlds of Fun.
So Worlds of Fun's a fantastic time.
We're talking about a 32-year-old single man.
Who's got children?
Is he not? He doesn't have children? It doesn't seem like it. I can't find any of it.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure, but I can't. Normally, it's not hard to find someone's wife or family situation on the internet.
He
gets nothing for
Homer. Can't even play a good 18 holes at the National. He seems like a guy.
So he's not here today.
He'd like to come to a little golf. No, I didn't pick today.
Oh, okay.
You can't think of a solid lunch spot? Take the kids to Deanna Rose. Thank you. What, the only lunch place that you could think of a great place?
Rye on the Plaza.
Holding that out for dinner.
You were saving that for dinner. That's a great place for lunch.
785. I'm 37. I love Worlds of Fun.
So this is a perfect. We're having a perfect day. This isn't 118 degrees, and it's not 6 inches in 15 minutes. So we're perfect day. I'm just making sure I got this all down. And again, we're eliminating barbecue. He cannot go to Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Shut up, man. Nebraska Furniture Mart is not the selling point here.
Maybe he's got to get new furniture.
That there, that's Union Station.
Union Station is very nice.
I know every city has a Union Station.
It is very nice.
So that's ours.
Union Station is very nice.
Show them Liberty Memorial.
The exhibits that we have.
Okay, now that's cool.
World War II Museum.
Let's go to one.
Yeah. One?
Yeah.
Let's choose that one.
But I'll take two as well. They have a exhibit in there for the second one as well.
Take them to Boulevard.
Up, down. Come on.
Oh, we're playing video games with this 32-year-old single man. Oh,
you think 32-year-olds don't play video games?
Every city.
They're not in every city.
Yes,
they're
same.
Not.
Hey, there's some type of arcade bar in every city.
No, they're not. They've started to become big.
It's not just here in Kansas City.
You know, I know your ass is wrong because every time you just make, oh, yeah, it's in every
that
big city.
That is a wildly popular bar concept.
Oh, yeah. No, you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
You're wrong. It's in a lot of cities. It's not everywhere. Bet it ain't in Cincinnati.
Look,
it probably is.
If this is your way to show someone Kansas City, you're doing an awful job. Homer, you ever been to the arcade, bud? Get your quarters.
A good spot to play games and have some drinks?
On the first day?
That's a good spot.
That's not the way to
That's
show
good
someone
time.
Around.
That's a different type happy hour.
The first day we're all going to the arcade?
It's a good space.
I don't think you've convinced me.
Right.
You're not fun. That's why you're single.
That was low.
I'm sorry.
It's the last time you played rollerball.
Now that's fun. That's fun.
You can't someone find said, rollerball anywhere.
Someone said we have a Union Station in Wichita.
And you know my feelings about Wichita.
Nobody cares about your feelings.
From the 620, you can smell the Michigan entitlement coming from Vern through the radio.
It's sad, man. It is.
What the hell's Michigan entitlement?
Sad.
What
does that even mean? It is
sad. Oh, we
sad.
Got the Great Lakes?
No, it is people don't really do that. Sad. It is sad where you're coming from. You got the Nelson? Huh?
No.
The Nelson? Nelson, could the Nelson be a good time? Could that be a good time to check to take him somewhere? Huh?
It took you 10 minutes.
No, it didn't. No, I'm working. I'm working it down.
So you're going to
but
the arcade.
But you are throwing me
first.
Into this.
You're going to an arcade first.
I'm just throwing out possible fun happy hour spot.
From the 620, there are arcade bars in Wichita, too.
Wichita's trying to be cool. That's because they got an NCAA tournament game last week.
Because there's arcade bars everywhere.
They're not everywhere.
It's a very popular bar concept.
They're not everywhere. You're wrong. You guys are sick.
I'm not trying to be
you
negative.
You are, man. You are. You won't even allow me to get the day off. You're just going in and keep throwing out Nebraska Furniture Mart like it's a huge selling point about the city.
I love Nebraska Furniture
Shut
Mart,
up,
and you know how much I hate giving free advertising.
I'm
going to
let you keep putting down my
but
city.
But the
like
financing
this.
Is amazing.
That
72
job
months.
Area you live in.
I buy my
0%
electronics.
0% interest.
Shucking jive area you live in.
I live where you're from.
Not where you're from.
I live where you're from.
You act like you don't have a good time at Kansas City.
How am I acting like
do.
I don't have a
you
good
do.
Time?
You do.
This is about your wife again, isn't it?
You
That's where all
about,
this comes from.
You say something about my damn
After
wife
After she pushed you
time.
Around on the radio
You
yesterday.
Say something about my damn wife one more time. Say something else.
Text line, no one in Leavenworth wants an arcade bar.
Judy, Judy Vernier, I'm sorry what I'm about to do with your little boy. He's driving me here. I just don't even know. I don't know why.
3-day weekend
let you
coming
get me.
Up, bud.
Yeah,
don't worry
I can't
about
wait.
It.
I can't wait. Here's the stupid tease for the next topic. Why doesn't Ian Kennedy piss off everyone in Kansas City?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.